on Morning Call today with me, Oliver Hydes.
My best bet is a hostile action and it's in the Indian Ocean.
I believe that it's been very well organised hijack, actually. I don't believe it's at the bottom of the ocean. I believe it's been spirited away.
Well, a couple of questions, first of all, for your experts. How many of their colleagues, that is their same colleagues, would have a simulator in their home?
Many pilots now have iPad applications or something similar like that to just keep their skills going, because if you're a long-haul pilot, some of them are flying on average one return trip a week. So it's not that unusual these days to find pilots practicing at home.
Good morning, Ollie.
Right. Now then, what's your perspective on this? You flew 767s, did you?
I did. I refuse to speculate because everybody's speculating and basically no one's got a clue. Whatever idiotic person who said it could have been controlled from the ground, when you are flying an automatic aeroplane and it doesn't do what you were hoping it would do or planning for it to do, you simply disconnect the automatics, which is one button, and hand-fly it.
Let me put a question to you in a different way. I accept that you don't want to speculate because facts are few and far between, but how easy would it be for one person, whether the captain or somebody else, to change the course of an airliner, to do something with it, whatever that would be, against someone else's wishes?
Very easy. You would just simply wait for the other pilot to go to the toilet and lock the cockpit door.
And then you can do anything you want.
Then it's your cockpit.
Join in the conversation on 03700 100 110. That's Morning Call with me, Oliver Hydes. Weekdays from 9 on BBC Radio Wales.